Welcome to the Raw Loafs recap of NXT TakeOver Chicago from June 16th, 2018. We have heard from many that the NXT TakeOver shows are great. Some would even say better than most WWE pay-per-views. NXT TakeOver Chicago was no exception. Number 2 sure didn't disappoint either. Perhaps one of my favorite things about NXT shows is that they are not stuffed with too much. It reminds me of the acronym KISS, which stands for Keep It Simple, Stupid. Side note, Mauro Ranallo was not a commentator at this event. He was calling the fake Showtime boxing instead. The first match was the Undisputed Era, featuring Roderick Strong and Kyle O'Reilly, versus Oney Lorcan and Danny Burch. The Undisputed Era comes out to a big fan response with Adam Cole. Oney and Danny come out to a quiet crowd. Some ground game and a handful of tags to start. Undisputed Era has a huddle. It doesn't work when Oney hits a huge chest slap, followed by a weak one. Strong hits and a dropkick through the ropes onto Burch. Roderick Strong hits a dropkick through the ropes onto Burch and knocks him silly. Some tags between the Undisputed Era before Roderick Strong thinks a backbreaker will win this match. Wrong. Strong hits an awesome dropkick though. Then we see blood on Burch's head. Eventually, Burch gets a tag on Lorcan. And Lorcan goes nuts. A clothesline. An uppercut. Dive over the top rope with a flip. More uppercuts. Hip attacks. Double blockbuster. He gets pushed off the top rope, leaving Burch to almost tap to an armbar. Crowd is chanting, "This is awesome." Another double blockbuster by Lorcan. Tag team maneuver by Burch and Lorcan with pin interrupted by Adam Cole. And then he's ejected. More back and forth until Burch and Lorcan get Undisputed Era in double submissions. Ref don't care about the chaos. Strong and O'Reilly beat Lorcan's meat so hard that they get the three count. Lorcan and Burch are left in the ring to a well-deserved applause from the Chicago crowd. The Undisputed Era retains at NXT TakeOver Chicago. Match rating? 60 out of 69 boners. Second match of the night. Ricochet versus Velveteen Dream. Velveteen Dream in Hulk Hogan attire comes out to a quieter reception than I expected. He smells the ring announcer. The weirdest moment of NXT TakeOver Chicago so far, but expected from Dream. Ricochet comes out to his superhero music and weak side punches to about the same reception. Dream wins the initial crowd chants with the two starting off a few minutes of ground game. Announce team has announced almost 500 times that John Cena has endorsed Dream. Dream and Ricochet dance off the ropes for a bit and then end in a double superhero pose. Ricochet goes for a top rope springboard, but Dream hits the ropes and Ricochet catches his throat on the ropes. Dream on offense for a few minutes, even uses one of Ricochet's moves. He then does the dive off the middle rope to the outside of the ring that I don't know the name of. After some time, Ricochet finally gets some offense with a suicide dive and an Olympic-esque high jump. Ricochet's offense continues with no success, until Dream hits a Death Valley driver from the second rope. "This is awesome!" chants the crowd. Ricochet with a slap heard around the world, and Dream with a hanging suplex to the outside of the ring. After some recovery time, Ricochet sets up Dream, only for Dream to do one of the fastest Death Valley drivers ever, 2 count. Ricochet getting some offense, but his back is out. There's back and forth until Dream hits the rolling DDT for a 2 count. Crowd chants, "This is awesome!" And Dream says he's awesome and declares himself a wrestling god. Ricochet responds with a Death Valley driver of his own. He then copies Dream's Purple Rainmaker to another 2 count. Ricochet attempts a shooting star press, but unlike Bork Laser, he makes it. I thought the match was finished there. Dream attempts a Purple Rainmaker from all the way across the ring and misses his opponent. Ricochet hits a 630 splash for the 3 count. Ricochet defeats Velveteen Dream at NXT TakeOver Chicago. Match rating, 55 out of 69 boners. The third match of the night is Shayna Baszler versus Nikki Cross. Nikki Cross comes out to some fan response at NXT TakeOver Chicago. She goes insane in the ring. She's insane and I love it. Shayna Baszler comes out to some silence, but she looks tough and I wouldn't want to pee in her lemonade. Cross begs for Baszler to attack. Baszler attacks and Cross loves it. Cross even exposes her back to the MMA fighter. Cross gets some offense in until Baszler crushes her on the ramp. It's all Baszler offense for a while, but Cross loves it. Chicago's behind Cross as she finally gets in some offense. Nikki's gonna kill you. Cross with a slap drop on the apron for a 2 count. Cross tries to pin Baszler right next to the ropes, which of course doesn't work. When has that ever worked? Baszler locks in the Kirifuda clutch, or I just call it a rear naked choke. Cross smiles until she passes out with boos from the crowd. Shayna Baszler defends via submission at NXT TakeOver Chicago. Match rating, 51 out of 69 boners. The fourth match is the NXT Championship match with Aleister Black defending against Lars Sullivan. Lars Sullivan appears with little crowd response. They are scared. Sweet camera work leading to this shot. Aleister Black rises with more crowd cheers. Ring announcer doesn't care for the one fall from the crowd. She has it all night. Match starts off fast and furious with double finisher blocks. Then we get more back and forth with Sullivan running through a Black clothesline. What follows is some exciting action outside. Sullivan catches a Black moonsault, then catapults him into the barrier. The match finally slows down for a little bit. I then realize that I can't wait to see Lars versus Keith Lee. Lars goes to the top rope and Black stops him for a little bit. But Lars knocks Black down like a dead hawk. Lars goes for a splash, but Black takes a knee up to Lars's face. Black gets some offense in, but Lars gets a chop block on Black's knee. Followed up with a standing knee hook of some sort. Lars hits a power slam on the apron and follows with a diving headbutt from the top rope for only a two count. Lars hits a power slam on the apron and follows with a diving headbutt from the top rope, but only for a two count. Aleister Black rallies and whiffs big time with the Black Mass. He kicks so hard you could hear the wind slap against Lars's head. After a near fall, Black hits two more Black Masses for the win. Aleister Black retains his NXT championship. Match rating, 49 out of 69 boners. Johnny Gargano versus Tommaso Ciampa in a Chicago street fight in the fifth match of the night. Johnny Gargano comes out with a clutch in his Captain America gear. Crowd goes a little wild. The crowd boos for Ciampa before he even appears with a crutch that matches his camo pants. The match starts off with the most action all night. Ciampa is thrown out of the ring and some guy yells at Ciampa, "You're the devil!" multiple times. Then something super weird happens. Ciampa grabs a sign from a fan, but there's a stop sign in the sign. Chicago fans are weird. Gargano bends the stop sign over Ciampa. Then we get Flying Johnny wrestling. The two make their way back to the ring. There's more back and forth in the ring, but we are quickly taken back out again with a Gargano suicide dive. Ciampa starts playing interior decorator with stuff around the outside of the ring before almost killing Gargano with a chair to the throat and steel steps combo. It's all Ciampa basically killing Gargano. The crowd starts a "you suck." Whoop whoop chant. After some more time, Gargano finally knocks Ciampa down and whips Ciampa with his belt like a government mule, as JR would say. Ciampa would come back with a barrage of trash can lid attacks, ending with an Irish cross onto the steel steps. Ciampa snaps when Gargano kicks out and begins ripping the ring apart. The WWE shows us that there's wood under the ring. We get a close call from Ciampa almost slamming Gargano from the top rope to the exposed wood. The two Chicago street fighters exchange blows before knocking each other down with a trash can lid and a crutch. NXT TakeOver Chicago is going nuts. We then see the welts on Ciampa's back. Ouch! Gargano then lays into Ciampa's bad knee with a weapon. Percy Watson says Ciampa's knee is a weak spot, as though it's not a weak spot on everyone. The brutality continues with Ciampa using a crutch to destroy Gargano. The crowd chants for tables. However, Ciampa shakes his head no because that wasn't in the script. He follows by walking Gargano to the top of the ramp, sharing with him some of his thoughts on how Gargano's career is over. Ciampa places Gargano on some stage boxes, takes off Gargano's wedding ring, and then spits on it. This infuriates Gargano. He picks up Ciampa and slams him through two tables. I guess I was wrong. Crowd chants, "Mamma mia," as the announcers are silent. Those for the weak of heart should stop watching now. The ref calls for medics and they put a neck brace on Ciampa and load him onto a stretcher. However, this doesn't sit well with Gargano. He pulls Ciampa to the ring and locks in the Gargano escape. Ciampa taps immediately, but there's no ref, and two goons try to stop Gargano. Try. Gargano handcuffs Ciampa and more violence happens. Ciampa is being treated like a prisoner of war in the Middle Ages. He taps more to Gargano until four goons come out. Finally, a ref comes out just in time for Ciampa to hit Gargano with a DDT on the exposed ring for a three count. Johnny Wrestling is out. Tommaso Ciampa beats Johnny Gargano via pinfall at NXT TakeOver Chicago 2. Match rating, 60 out of 69 boners. Promos of the night. Lars pulls a strap and lifts some metal backstage. We had cutaways of Kairi Sane, EC3, and Keith Lee. Johnny Gargano is walking to the gorilla position when Candice LeRae runs up and hands him a crutch. She then exclaims,
"Kick his ass!"
Well, what a night at NXT TakeOver Chicago, and what an ending! Line of the night. Nice jorts, dork. Adam Cole to Pat McAfee on the NXT pre-show. Best match. It's a tie between the Undisputed Era versus Lorcan and Birch, and Johnny Gargano versus Tommaso Ciampa at 60 out of 69 boners apiece. Worst match of the night. Aleister Black versus Lars Sullivan, under 50 boners. Most valuable wrestler of the night? Oney Lorcan. Make sure to follow me at either BLoafX or The Raw Loaf on Twitter. Facebook.com/TheRawLoaf if you like Facebook. What did you think of NXT TakeOver Chicago 2? Make sure to let me know, leave a comment, tweet me, email me, whatever you would like to do. Thanks for listening. And subscribe.